मम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातम् अहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावेदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यानाम्ने गौरक्षे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा बन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्तः नमोऽस्तुते। सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, once again, welcome everyone. So, today being a very special day, I thought we will discuss about the significance of this particular day today. So, as you all know, today is Akshaya Tritiya, which is considered one of the very, very significant day for any spiritual activity. So, we'll discuss a little bit about the significance of Akshaya Tritiya. What are the other historical significant events happened on this particular day? And what we should do on this particular day to increase our devotional life, our spiritual life, our spiritual progress. So generally, people consider Akshaya Tritiya to be a very significant day in terms of starting any endeavor. People want to start their new businesses, buy something, they consider it very auspicious occasion to buy anything. People want to buy gold, buy new car, close the deal of the house, something like that. So people generally have a understanding that Akshaya Tritiya is very auspicious day. And whatever we do on this day has a long-term good result. So, based on our Vedic calendar, there are 4 days throughout the year which are very, very significant. And on these days, one doesn't need to even look at the Muhurat to do anything. Generally, when we want to do some significant activity, like if it's a marriage ceremony or housewarming ceremony or something, we look at the Panchang and we want to find out the good Muhurat, the particular Muhurat to do the activity. But it is said that on these 4 days in the year, one doesn't need to look at any Muhurat. All the time throughout this day is very auspicious. And what are these 4 days throughout the calendar year? The first is called Gudi Parva, which is we call it as a Navvarsh, right? People consider it as starting of the new year as per the Vedic calendar, especially in the south states in India. It's called Gudi Parva. And the second day is Vijayadashmi, the day when Lord Ram got victory over Ravan. So Vijayadashmi is also one of the very, very auspicious day. One doesn't need to look at any muhurat to do anything. And then the third day in the Vedic calendar, which is considered very auspicious, is the first day of the Kartik month. And the fourth day is this particular day of today, Akshaya Tritiya. So these 4 days in the Vedic calendar are very, very auspicious. One doesn't need to look at muhurat to do any activity. So what is the particular significance of this particular day of today, Akshaya Tritiya? Because in the history, there are many activities or the many events which happened on this particular day. So first of all, we will go over briefly about some of these major events which happened on Akshaya Tritiya. So first of all, today is appearance day of Lord Parshuram. So Parshuram is one of the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. And he is one of the avatar considered in Dashavatar also. So Parshuramji's appearance happened on this particular day of Akshaya Tritiya. And there is a very nice story behind Lord Parshuram's appearance, Lord Parshuram's birth, how his birth took place, and what kind of activities he performed. So Parshuram's father is Rishi Jamdagni, and his mother's name is Renuka. And Jamdagni's father is Ruchik Rishi, and Ruchik Rishi's wife was Satyavati. So it goes back to the time of Parshuram's grandfather, Ruchik Rishi. So when Ruchik Rishi wanted to have a son, he performed some yajna and prepared some payasam for his wife Satyavati. He wanted to have one very nice child, Brahminical qualities. So from the yajna, he got some payasam, which he wanted to give to his wife Satyavati. And at that time, Satyavati's mother was also at her house, at Satyavati's house in Ruchik Rishi's ashram. And Satyavati's mother, actually Satyavati belonged to a Kshatriya family. She was the daughter of the king. And so his mother is basically the queen. And she was also visiting the ashram of Ruchik Rishi. And when Ruchik Rishi performed the yajna for a son for himself, Satyavati's mother also requested that, "I also want to have a son. Please perform the yajna and give me also the benediction to have some nice son." And Ruchik Rishi said, "Okay, I will prepare for you also." So he performed the yajna and prepared the payasam for both of them, for his own wife and his mother-in-law. So Ruchik Rishi came and he gave the bowl of payasam to his mother-in-law, Satyavati's mother, and he gave one nice bowl of payasam to his wife Satyavati, and he left that place. Now, Satyavati's mother, she thought that my son-in-law, maybe he has given some special payasam to his wife, and I would like to exchange this bowl of payasam with my daughter. And that is the typical mentality of people generally. We are not satisfied with what we have, and we are always looking at somebody else, what the other have got. That's why in this material world, we say people are not unhappy because of what they don't have, but people are unhappy by seeing how much others have. दुनिया में लोगों को अपने कष्ट से इतना कष्ट नहीं है, अपने उनके पास जो उपलब्ध नहीं है उससे इतना कष्ट नहीं है जितना कष्ट दूसरों को सुखी देखकर है। कि दूसरे के पास इतना क्यों है. सो सत्यवती's मदर ऑल्सो हैड सेम काइंड ऑफ फीलिंग इन हर हार्ट. शी वॉज थिंकिंग मे बी सत्यवती's पायसम इज वेरी स्पेशल एंड विल गिव बर्थ टू अ स्पेशल चाइल्ड एंड आई वुड लाइक टू एक्सचेंज इट विद माई डॉटर. एंड शी रिक्वेस्टेड हर डॉटर दैट यू प्लीज एक्सचेंज दिस पायसम विद मी. एंड हिज डॉटर सेड ओके दैट्स ओके इट्स अ स्पाइसम व्हाट इज द बिग डील. सो शी एक्सचेंज विद हर मदर. And when Hrishikesh came to know about this, he was very angry because he has prepared the payasam accordingly with the prayers. He had got that benediction in the payasam that the son of Satyavati's mother will be born with Kshatriya qualities because she is a queen, she is the wife of a king. So her son will be born with Kshatriya qualities. And his own son, son born through Satyavati, will be endowed with the Brahminical qualities. Now, Hrishikesh's son will be born with Kshatriya qualities, and Satyavati's mother's son will be born with Brahminical qualities. So, when he came to know, he became very angry, and Satyavati requested, please forgive us whatever mistake we have done. Please reverse this effect. Now we have already ate the payasam, what can be done? But please reverse the effect. Let my son will be born as Brahminical qualities and my mother's son will be born with Kshatriya qualities. And Hrishikesh said, no, that cannot happen. So then she requested, at least please grant the boon that my son will be born with Brahminical qualities and my son's son, when will be born, let him be born with Kshatriya spirit. So Hrishikesh said, okay, I can do that. I grant that benediction. So that's how the son born through Satyavati was Jamdagni, who is a very nice sage, saintly qualities, Brahminical qualities. And on the other side, Satyavati's mother gave birth to a son who will, in the beginning, will be born with the Kshatriya qualities, but ultimately he will take up to the Brahminical culture. He will become a great sage. And that sage, which ultimately later on became to known as Vishwamitra. So he was born as a king. He was a king earlier. In the later part of his life, he gave up the kingdom and performed a lot of austerities and became a great sage. So the Satyavati's son, he was born, Jamdagni was Satyavati's son, Hrishikesh's son. And from Jamdagni was born Lord Parshuram. So Parshuram, even though born in a Brahmana family, he has the Brahmana quality, but he has a great Kshatriya spirit also. So that was the benediction which Hrishikesh had given, that he will not be able to tolerate any sort of injustice. He will have a Kshatriya spirit. So Parshuram ji, even though born in a Brahmana house, Jamdagni's house, he was having a great Kshatriya spirit. So once in Jamdagni's ashram, Sahasrabahu Kartavirya Arjun, he came along with his army. So Sahasrabahu Kritvirya Arjuna, he is a very powerful king. And once while coming from winning his enemy and all, he came along with his army, passing through the place where Jamdagni's ashram was. And Jamdagni welcomed the king. He asked him, you stay here, take some rest, and I can arrange for your meal. And Kritvirya Arjuna said, oh, how will you prepare for my meal? I have a huge army along with me. And Jamdagni said, that's not a problem. Just give me some time and I will arrange for everybody. So they put their tents and all. And Jamdagni had a very wonderful cow, Kamdhenu Gai. And that cow could fulfill any desire. It could provide anything, whatever the person desired. So Jamdagni, with the help of Kamdhenu cow, he prepared a nice feast for the king and for all his army. And when Kritvirya Arjuna, when he saw this nice preparations by Jamdagni, he was very surprised that he is a sage living in the forest in his ashram. He doesn't have any opulences. How he is able to provide for all of us. So he asked the Brahmana, that what is the secret behind this? And Jamdagni told, I have a Kamdhenu cow which provides everything. It can fulfill any desire. And at that time, Prithviraj Arjuna, he was filled with this desire. I am the king. I should be the owner of any wonderful object. So this cow should belong to me. So he wanted to get that cow. And Jamdagni refused, but he forcibly dragged away the cow from Jamdagni's ashram to take it with him. Now this is a big mistake which Kritvirya Arjuna has performed, that nobody should try to encroach upon the property of the Brahmana or the property of the Supreme Lord. If somebody try to steal the property of a Brahmana, he has to meet with his destruction. And there are many events within our recent history also that somebody tried to become the controller of Lord's property and he had to meet his end. And there are many stories related to Tirupati Balaji temple. There are a couple of stories I can mention. In Tirupati Balaji, Lord comes out sometime in the palanquin. They take a parade out in the palanquin. Once one minister, he was visiting Tirupati, and in the evening when this parade procession was going on, Lord is brought outside in the palanquin. And this minister thought, oh, such a nice procession and such a nice opulence, and I am the minister of this state and I should be given that royal treatment. I should be put in this palanquin and my procession should be taken. So he wanted to sit in that palanquin which is meant for the Lord. And people resisted, they refused, no, how can you do that? This is the Lord's palanquin and he is given this royal treatment, special procession. And he insisted. And then they told him, okay, you cannot do it now, today. You come back tomorrow or few days later and we can arrange for you. And this minister finally went back, but then he could never come back. He, couple of days later, I guess he was dead or something, and he never returned back. And same way, there is another story, which is for Tirupati Balaji temple. The government wanted to put some rules or something about the donations which come to Tirupati Balaji, that they want to have that government control on that. And the minister, he had prepared all the documents, everything, all the ruling, and he was going to declare that on a particular day. So he was coming in the helicopter to that particular place where this meeting was to take place, and they were going to announce all these new rules. But that helicopter completely disappeared along with all the people who were riding in that helicopter. That helicopter was kind of some accident happened or something, and that helicopter was never found and no dead bodies were found for all these people. So this is from the recent history. If somebody tried to encroach upon the property of the Lord, he has to face great consequences. And in this pastime, Kritvirya Arjuna, he tried to steal away the property of the Brahmana. And when Parshuram returned back to the ashram, Jamdagni was sitting in a very morose situation, crying. And Parshuram asked him, what has happened? And he narrated the whole story, what has happened, that the king has forcibly dragged the cow away. Parshuram was filled with rage. He took up his parsa and went to the palace of the king. So he fought with Kritvirya Arjuna and killed him. So he killed the king. Now this Kritvirya Arjuna, to remind you, is a very, very powerful personality. He, at one time, he had even defeated Ravana and put him in his prison house. So Parshuram killed this Kritvirya Arjuna and came back with Kamdhenu cow. And when Jamdagni saw that Parashuram brought the cow back, and he came to know that Parashuram had killed the king. So Jamdagni was filled with thoroughness. He said, no, you should not have killed the king. So you have done a great kind of a sinful activity. So you should go and perform some austerities, some atonement. So Parshuram followed his father and went to perform the austerities for his atonement. And in his absence again, all the sons of Prithviraj Arjuna, came to know their father was killed and they wanted to take revenge. So they all came to the ashram of Jamdagni. And they saw Jamdagni sitting in his meditation and they chop off the head of Jamdagni in that situation and went back. And after some time again, Parshuram came back after performing his austerities, his atonement, and he saw his father in the dead situation, his head is cut off, and he was filled with anger. He came to know whose act is that. These are the sons of Prithviraj Arjuna who came and killed his father. So he again took up his pursa and ran to the kingdom, to the palace of the king. He thought that all these Kshatriyas are maddened with their power. So I will destroy all the Kshatriyas on the face of earth. Like Lord Ram had taken the vow that I will remove all the Rakshasas from the face of earth, Parshuram took the vow that I will remove all the Kshatriyas from the face of earth. That these Kshatriyas have become very powerful and they are filled with pride of their strength. So he killed all the sons of Prithviraj Arjuna. And after that, he went through all the different kingdoms, killing the Kshatriyas. So he did this 21 times. 21 times he went on that whole and marathon for killing the Kshatriyas. And there were some Kshatriyas who knew Parshuram's nature, and Parshuram's system was whoever is getting married or had a child recently, he will not kill that king. So even Maharaj Dashrath in Ayodhya, whenever Parshuram is going through all these various kingdoms, whenever Maharaj Dashrath will come to know that Parshuram is approaching on this side, he will sit in the marriage mandap. So he will marry princesses at that time. So we know Maharaj Dashrath had three primary queens, Kaushalya, Kekai and Sumitra. But apart from that, actually Maharaj Dashrath had many, many other queens also. So Parshuram, he had this Kshatriya spirit that he vowed to kill all the Kshatriyas who have maddened because of their strength. So Lord Parshuram's advent took on this particular day of Akshatritya, and he is one of the incarnations of Lord Vishnu, so that also make this particular day very, very special. And on this special particular day of Akshatritya also, the mother Ganges descended on this planet Earth. So Ganges has descended because it emerged from the feet of Lord Vishnu in the form of Vamana avatar, when Lord Vamana begged for 3 footsteps of land from Bali Maharaj. And he measured the whole universe with his 2 steps. So he measured in 1 step the whole earth planet, and then 2nd step he expanded and expanded and expanded, and his foot pierced through the covering of the universe. So the thumb of his foot pierced through the covering, and the water from the Karna Sagar, it started coming into the universe. So that is the stream of Mother Ganges, which came in the universe. And at that time, this Ganges came up to the heavenly planets. And then when Bhagirath performed lot of austerities to deliver his ancestors, he wanted to bring Mother Ganges on earth planet so that all the sins of his descendants will be destroyed and they will get liberation. So Bhagirath performed lot of austerities, and Ganges being pleased, she said, yes, I will descend on earth, but my force will be too much that when I strike on the face of earth, it will drown to the hellish planet. So who will be able to withhold my power? And then Bhagirath prayed to Lord Shiva and pleased him so that he can control the forceful flowing of Mother Ganges. So Lord Shiva agreed, and all we know that Lord Shiva captured the stream of Ganges in his hair. Bhagwan Shiva ne Ganges ka jo वेग से जो गंगा नीचे उतर रही थी उसको अपनी जटाओं में कैप्चर किया, उन्होंने अपनी जटाओं में बांध लिया. एंड देन फ्रॉम हिज हेयर्स, मेटेड हेयर्स, वन स्ट्रीम ऑफ गैंजेस फ्लू आउट ऑफ हिज मेटेड हेयर एंड केम टू अर्थ. सो दिस इज हाउ मदर अर्थ डिसेंडेड ऑन अर्थली प्लैनेट्स एंड दिस इवेंट हैपेंड ऑन दिस पर्टिकुलर डे ऑफ अक्षय तृतीया. अदर हिस्टोरिकल इवेंट, सिग्निफिकेंट इवेंट इज कुबेरा, who is we know as the head of treasurer, head of the treasury of the demigods. He was appointed as the head for treasury on this particular day. Now, on this particular day, he got the wealth and he was appointed as the treasurer for the demigods. Now, on this particular day, Vyasadev, with the help of गणेश जी, ही स्टार्टेड द कंपाइलेशन ऑफ महाभारत. सो दिस ऑल्सो इज अ वेरी नाइस सिग्निफिकेंट स्टोरी. देन व्यासदेव वॉन्टेड टू कंपाइल महाभारत एंड श्रीमद भागवतम. सो ही थॉट दिस विल बी अ ह्यूज टास्क एंड इफ आई हैव टू कंपाइल इट एंड देन राइट इट ऑल, सो इट विल बी टू मच वर्क. So he took the help of Ganeshji. He requested Ganeshji to help him in this writing task. So Vyasadeva is the compiler and Ganeshji is the steno. He did the job of a steno to write Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam. So that task started on this particular day. And when Vyasadeva had requested Ganeshji to help in the writing part, so Ganeshji said, I have a condition. I will help you, but I have one condition, that you have to keep speaking continuously. You should not stop. If you stop, if I have to wait for you to narrate further, then I will leave this job in between and go away. So Vyasadeva said, okay, I agree with your condition, but I also have one condition. My condition is, before putting in writing, whatever I narrate, you have to understand it and then write it. So Ganeshji said, okay, I will do that. Now whenever Vyasadeva is narrating and he needs little time to think, he will speak one very hard words with very tough meaning, the words with very tough meaning. So Ganeshji will have little time to think and understand the meaning and then write it. So this beautiful pastime of composing Mahabharata and Bhagavatam that started on this particular day of Akshaya Tritiya. And Mahabharata is, why it's so significant, why the compilation of Mahabharata is so significant, because Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. It's written inside Mahabharata, which is spoken directly by Lord Krishna. And then the other very significant event which happened on this particular day is Maharaj Yudhishthira had received Akshay Patra from Sun God Vivaswan. This is also a very famous story. Sometimes people think Draupadi had got the Akshay Patra from Sun God Vivaswan, but actually it's Maharaj Yudhishthira who has received this Akshay Patra from Sun God. And how this took place was, when Yudhishthira Maharaj was leaving along with his brothers and wife Draupadi for 12 years of exile. So after the game of dice, and they were given 12 years of exile plus 1 year of incognito stay. So when Maharaj Yudhishthira is leaving Hastinapur to go to the forest, a lot of brahmanas, the lot of sages, they also started following Yudhishthira Maharaj. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj looked back, saw so many brahmanas and sages, they are coming along with him to the forest. Maharaj Yudhishthira was a little perplexed and he was kind of fearful in one sense, thinking that I have nothing with me now, I am penniless practically, and if all these people come with me, as a Kshatriya, I will have the duty to feed them, to maintain them. But I myself don't have anything, how will I maintain all these Brahmanas, all these sages? So he told the Brahmanas that, please you stay here, why are you coming? I don't have anything to take care of you. How will I be able to maintain my dharma? So at that time, actually, Sun God Vivaswan, he appeared and he gave this Akshay Patra to Yudhishthir Maharaj because of his noble nature, with his behavior to uphold his dharma as a maintainer and protector of his citizens. So Sun God Vivaswan gave this Akshay Patra. Akshay means, the Akshay Patra's meaning was that this pot will be able to deliver as much as food needed. And Sun God Vivaswan, he told one condition, that this pot will supply unlimited food. Only condition is, once Draupadi has eaten, after that, till next day, this pot will not give anything. So Maharaj Yudhishthira followed this system, that he will, in the forest also, he will feed all the sages and brahmanas first. Then he will take his meal, then his brothers will take the meal, and at the end, Draupadi will take her meal. So once in the evening, Draupadi has taken her meal, then this pot will not give anything till next day. And the famous story of Durvasa Muni, once Duryodhana had sent Durvasa Muni to the hut of Yudhishthira Maharaj in the forest, thinking that they will not be able to serve Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni becomes angry very quickly. So he will curse the Pandavas. So Duryodhana had made this plan, and he had sent Durvasa Muni along with all his 10,000 disciples to forest at the hut of Yudhishthira. And as Durvasa Muni appeared there along with all his disciples, said, "We will have our meal, and first we'll go to the river to take bath." And Yudhishthira Maharaj came running to the hut and asked Draupadi that there are all these sages, Durvasa Muni along with all his disciple is approaching, please prepare for the meal for them. And Draupadi was very fearful that time, that, "Oh, I have also eaten my meal now. How will we get any food for all these brahmanas to feed them?" And at that time, she prayed. She remembered Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna appeared there. And once Lord Krishna is satisfied, the whole universe is satisfied. So he said, "Please give me something." And Krishna also said, "Please give me something to eat. I am very hungry. I am coming from so far away." And Draupadi said, "I am already so much under anxiety that how will I feed all these brahmanas? And now you are also asking for food. How will I serve you also?" And Krishna said, "Just look around in the pot. Maybe there is something." And as she looked around, there was a half grain of rice left stuck in the pot. So Lord Krishna took that, ate that, and was completely satisfied. And as Krishna ate and his belly was filled, all these brahmanas, Durvasa Muni and his disciple in the river while taking bath, all of a sudden they felt as if they have eaten a very nice feast, and their bellies are completely filled to the neck and they don't have any capacity to eat. And they all thought, "Oh, we already told Yudhishthira Maharaj we are coming at your house to eat, and he must be waiting for us. And now if we cannot eat anything, it will be very embarrassing." So they all just escaped from there. So this whole benediction of Yudhishthira Maharaj getting the Akshay Patra, that also happened on this particular day of Akshay Tritiya. And the other very significant event, which is very prominent today also, the Chandan Yatra festival. See, the deities in the temples in India, in many, many, many significant temples, they are covered with the sandalwood pulp in the summer season for 21 days. And the first day is of this ceremony of applying the sandalwood paste on the deities, start on Akshay Tritiya. So Akshay Tritiya is the first day of that ceremony, and it goes for 21 days. And how this whole ceremony of Chandan Yatra festival started, this is also a very nice story behind this, but it's a little long story. Maybe we'll discuss some other time. And I'm sure I have discussed this past time earlier also. This is related to Madhavendra Puri, who had received this deity of Gopal around the Govardhan area. And he established the deity of Gopal on Govardhan top. And few days later, Gopal spoke to Madhavendra Puri that, "I am feeling very hot because I was put under the bushes to protect me from the Muslim rulers. and I stayed there for so long, my body is still very hot. I am feeling so much hot. You please go to Odisha and bring the Malya Chandan for me. And Madhavendra Puri traveled throughout, and on the way he came to Remuna, the temple of Gopinath, and this whole pastime of how Gopinath stole the pot of kheer for Madhavendra Puri, and after that he became known as Kheer Chor Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri after that continued his journey to Odisha and brought the so much of load of chandan, sandalwood. And while coming back also, he again came back to Ramuna. And again, Gopalji this time spoke to Madhavendra Puri that I am non-different from Gopinath. No need to bring this much weight of sandalwood all the way to Vrindavan. Just make the paste here and apply on Gopinath's body. And it will be, I will be satisfied with that. And Madhavendra Puri, then with the help of all the brahmanas, he prepared the sandalwood pulp paste and massage the body of Gopinath with that, and that ceremony continued for 21 days. And that's how the Chandan Yatra festival started. And the first day of that ceremony starts on Akshaya Tritiya. So from today, many temples in India, they start observing this ceremony. Many temples in ISKCON also, like the Vrindavan temple, Mayapur temple. So they cover the full body, full details with the sandalwood paste. And another very important pastime which happened on this particular day of Akshaya Tritiya is Sudama, the childhood friend of Lord Krishna. He went to meet Lord Krishna in Dwarka. So Sudama was a very poor Brahmana. He was married, had few children, but he was very, very austere and very poor. He doesn't have much to feed his family. And it said his clothes were also torn. His dhoti was torn so much that every few inches there was a hole in his dhoti. And once his wife pleaded that, please arrange something. Our kids are starving. You need to feed them something. And I heard that your friend, your Gurukul friend Krishna, he is the king of Dwarka. Why don't you go to Krishna and your friend, meet your friend and request something from him? And Sudama said, no, how can I go to my friend and ask for some benediction? And but his wife pleaded, please go. At least you just go, don't ask anything from your side. If he gives, just bring it. You just go to meet your friend at least. So Sudama agreed finally with the proposal that, okay, let me at least take this opportunity and go to meet my friend. Maybe this is Krishna's arrangement only, that Krishna is inspiring through my wife to come meet him. So Sudama wanted to go to meet Krishna, and he thought, how can I go empty-handed to meet my friend? After a long time, I'm going to see my friend. I should take some gift for him. And there was nothing in the house. So Sudama's wife went to the neighbor houses, few of the houses, and begged something. And she brought little chip rice, the flat rice, what we call as poha. So she collected some flat rice from three different houses, and three different type of flat rice she packed in one potli, tied in one cloth, and gave it to Sudama. So Sudama traveled all the way to Dwarka. He reached Dwarka, and there's a big pastime basically how he reached at the entrance of the palace and stopped by the doorkeepers. Finally the doorkeeper went inside and informed Krishna, there is a poor Brahmana standing outside and he is telling himself as your friend. And Krishna was surprised, who is this poor Brahmana addressing himself as my friend? He asked, what is his name? And as the doorkeeper said, oh, he is telling his name as Sudama. And Krishna, as soon as he heard the name Sudama, he forgot everything. He got up from his throne and ran towards the outside door, not caring for his shoes, not caring for his clothes, not caring for his jewelry, his crown, and bumping into the maidservants on the way, bumping into the gatekeepers. He came at the door of his palace and met Sudama. I'm just speaking very briefly this pastime. This is a very, very wonderful pastime. How Krishna treated his poor friend Sudama. So Krishna took Sudama inside, make him sit on his feet and washed his feet, asked Rukmini to wash his feet or prepare for his meal, to serve him nice feast. So Krishna took care of Sudama very nicely, and at the evening Sudama is thinking, oh, Krishna is having so much of opulence, has so many of queens and everything, and how can I give this simple offering of my chipped rice to Krishna? And so Sudama was very hesitant to even reveal that potly with the little chipped rice in that. And but Krishna knows everything. Krishna is in the heart of everybody. He knows what is going on in Sudama's mind. So Krishna started teasing Sudama, asking Sudama, I know you are married. I know you have... I'm sure my sister-in-law, my Bhabiji, must have sent something for me as gift. Please give it to me. And Sudama is trying to hide it. So finally, Krishna snatched it from Sudama and opened the tight cloth and ate that chipped rice, few morsels of that. And as he is eating, without even informing Sudama or without even letting him know, without trying to embarrass Sudama, without even asking, what do you want from me? Krishna gave unlimited wealth to Sudama. So that is Krishna's reciprocation. With the little offering, little gift we may be able to give to Krishna, Krishna reciprocate multifold. And he is giving us unlimited supply. He is taking care of everybody. From small ant to big elephant, he is providing for everybody. So this particular pastime also happened on Akshaya Tritiya, when Sudama gave this small gift of chipped rice to Krishna, and in exchange Krishna gave him unlimited wealth. So like that, there are many, many pastimes which happened on this significant day of Akshaya Tritiya. So that's what makes it even more special. So on this special day of Akshaya Tritiya, what we can do? What is the significance for us? How we should observe this special day? So first of all, the general misconception for this day of Akshaya Tritiya is people think, oh, we should buy gold. In India especially, if you see, there are so much of advertisement going on, oh, today's Akshaya Tritiya, buy gold, buy this, buy that. And they have made it as a completely commercial thing. Buy gold, buy a car, start new business, start any new endeavor, and whatever is started on this particular day is very successful and everlasting. But we should know that whatever in this material world is, everything is temporary. All the pleasures are temporary. In this world, nothing is permanent. People may think, if I do this, I do that, I can have a lot of happiness. But that happiness doesn't last long. And Krishna has said himself in Bhagavad Gita, Dukhalya Shashvatam, that this is place of misery and this is place is not permanent. Whatever happiness you may be able to get here is not permanent. This place is Dukhalaya, as there is Vidyalaya, as there is Pustakalaya, as is Aushadhalaya. Pustakalaya is the house of books. Vidyalaya is the house of education. Aushadhalaya is the house of medicine. The same way there is Dukhalaya. This material world is Alaya, is a house of misery. So there is problem at every step. And whatever we try to do in this world will ultimately end up in frustration. One may think, oh, if I have a lot of wealth, I will be very happy. But that wealth doesn't last forever. Somebody may think, I am very beautiful right now. But that beauty also doesn't last forever. One may be very strong in his youth, but whatever are the big, big wrestlers also, very strong people also, when they grow old, they lose all their strength. And at that stage, sometimes people even lose the strength to lift a spoon to feed themselves. Somebody else have to feed them. And the name and fame, people think, oh, if I earn a lot of name and fame, that will last forever. But name and fame also doesn't last forever. One may be known for some time, few years, few decades, but ultimately people forget anybody and everybody. Whatever are the old-time Bollywood, Hollywood stars, how many people now even talk about them or remember them? So the wealth, beauty, strength, name and fame, these are all temporary. Nothing lasts forever in this world. Chanakya gave a very wonderful philosophy, a very wonderful statement. He said, at the time of death, whatever wealth we have, that will just stay inside the house, or now whatever we have will stay in our bank balances and all, in the bank accounts and all. The wife will come till the house entrance. जो पत्नी है वो ज्यादा से ज्यादा क्या है, घर की दहलीज तक आएगी. When the person dies, the woman even doesn't come to the cremation ground as per the Vedic system. So the wife will come maybe till the house entrance, ज्यादा से ज्यादा घर की दहलीज तक आएगी. And the son will come to the cremation ground. The body on which we have so much pride, we take care of this body so much, that body will be with us maybe till the fire pyre, जो हमारी चिता है तक तक आएगा. After that, this body also doesn't come with us. So nothing go with us. Whatever wealth we have will stay here. Sometimes people think, oh, I have earned a lot of wealth and now I have got some status. Yes, wealth can maybe give some status in the society. Wealth can take somebody up in the society, but we cannot take wealth up with us. जो से इंसान सोसाइटी में थोड़ा ऊपर उठ सकता है, पर हम धन को अपने साथ ऊपर नहीं लेके जा सकते. सो रेदर देन ट्राइंग टू अटेन दिस फ्लिकरिंग हैप्पीनेस इन दिस वर्ल्ड, वन शुड ट्राई टू अचीव एवर लास्टिंग हैप्पीनेस. दैट इज व्हाट इज कॉल्ड अक्षय. अक्षय मीन्स, तो क्षय मीन्स विच लास्ट, विच एंड. अक्षय मीन्स विच डज नॉट एंड, विच इज एवर लास्टिंग. So we should try to achieve everlasting happiness. And that everlasting happiness can be attained only in the spiritual world, which is the eternal residence of the Supreme Lord, eternal place of the Supreme Lord. And that place is also eternal, means that place also do not end at any time. That's why Lord's residence, Lord's Dham is called Akshay Dham. That Dham does not have end. And Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, whoever attains to my spiritual abode does not come back. And that abode is permanent. So one should try to attain everlasting peace, everlasting happiness. And that is possible by attaining to the eternal abode of the Supreme Lord. So to attain that, what one should do on this Akshay Tritiya or on this particular auspicious day? So there are some Puranas which say what we should do on this particular occasion, especially in Matsya Puran. It is said that one should give charity. And that charity, the purpose of giving charity is not to gain some temporary benefit within this world. One should give charity with the mindset and with the proper understanding, like at the right place, at the right time, to the right recipient, with the right mentality. So if we give charity with the mentality of getting something back, that is called in the mode of passion. And if somebody gives charity in a grudging mood or for the purpose of showing off, to putting others down, that oh, किसी ने उसने इतना दान दिया है, मैं उससे ज्यादा दान दूंगा. तो इस तरह की मेंटालिटी से जो दान दिया जाता है वो तामसिक दान है. दैट चैरिटी इज इन द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. एंड चैरिटी गिवन टू द राइट रेसिपिएंट, टू द ब्राह्मणस, टू द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड, विदाउट एनी एक्सपेक्टेशन इन रिटर्न, दैट इज कॉल्ड चैरिटी इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस. सो मत्स्य पुराण डिस्क्राइब दैट वन शुड गिव गोल्ड इन चैरिटी. बट नाउ who has the capacity to give gold in charity? People have even hard time having gold for themselves. So now this on this particular day, actual system is one should give gold in charity. But people have twisted that concept and they have come up with this twisted version that one should buy gold on Akshay Tritiya. That okay, आज के दिन सोना खरीदेंगे और वो अक्षय होगा, उसका कभी नाश नहीं होगा, उसकी वैल्यू बढ़ती रहेगी. बट दैट इज द रॉन्ग कॉन्सेप्ट. द अल्टीमेट कॉन्सेप्ट इज वन शुड डू स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटीज, वन शुड गिव चैरिटी. सो वन शुड डू एक्टिविटी विच कैन लीड टू द एवर लास्टिंग रिजल्ट. द एक्टिविटी हुज रिजल्ट डज नॉट एंड एवर. एंड दोज एक्टिविटीज आर द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम, डूइंग ऑस्टेरिटी, गिविंग चैरिटी, एक्वायरिंग नॉलेज. सो जप, तप, दान, ज्ञान, दीज आर द एक्टिविटीज वन शुड डू ऑन अक्षय तृतीया, और एटलीस्ट वन शुड स्टार्ट ऑन दिस पर्टिकुलर डे ऑफ अक्षय तृतीया. वट एवर, इफ समबडी शुड चैंट द होली नेम, रीड भगवद गीता, रीड श्रीमद भागवतम, गिव चैरिटी टू द ब्राह्मणास और फॉर द टू द डिवोटीज फॉर द पर्पज ऑफ सम प्रीचिंग एक्टिविटीज. सो द रिजल्ट ऑफ दीज एक्टिविटीज इज अक्षय, इट डज नॉट एंड. But not to the contrary, people have their mentality of enjoyment mentality. They just want to enjoy. And how people want to get enjoyment? Either people will go to the pubs, discos, right? People want to go to the pubs and drink, and in that way they want to gain some happiness. People want to sing, dance. People want to go to the restaurants, eat some nice food. And these activities, they think it will give this give us happiness. So they are endeavoring in all that way to attain some flickering happiness. But these activity actually do not lead to any happiness. So for somebody in a some materialistic person, for him to dance, first he has to drink, get intoxicated, then only he can dance. But in spiritual activities, we also do actually the same activities. We also sing, we also dance, we also eat. So activities are same, but only difference is in the consciousness. We sing the holy name. We dance in the kirtan for the pleasure of the Lord. And we eat the food which is offered to the Lord. So activities are same. But these activities are for the pleasure, for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. People in the materialistic world, they cannot even dance without getting intoxicated. How many people can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, and dance? I know I went to a wedding like 10, 15 years back. I remember one event. So I went to a wedding of my cousin, and at that time, people are supposed to dance, especially like the brothers and close relatives, they'll be dancing and all. So I was asking one of my cousin to dance, and he said, "Oh, I don't feel like dancing. Until I get one or two pegs, some drinks, I don't feel like dancing." So for people to actually dance on the materialistic music, materialistic song, they first have to get intoxicated. Then only they can lift their foot to dance. But here in the temples, in the morning, 4:30, Mangala Arati, people will be, devotees will be dancing. Are they intoxicated to dance for the Lord? The intoxication is the holy name. So, chanting of the holy name, reading the scripture, giving the charity to the brahmanas, that brings the everlasting result. And one should, on this particular occasion, take this opportunity to at least make a commitment to engage in these activities. And these activities will lead us to our spiritual progress, take us closer to the Supreme Lord, strengthen our relationship with the Supreme Lord. So that is the significance of Akshay Tritiya. Thank you very much. We'll stop here. If anybody has any question or comment, please feel free to share.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvi Pranam, such a beautiful class, and we are so blessed. I mean, on this day, I was just wondering about the significance of Akshay Tritiya, and you have mentioned so many. This class is really very good. I mean, the best classes I've attended for me. So, really happy. And Prabhuji, one question I had was when you were talking about the appearance of the Ganges on the Akshaya Tritiya day. So that's some part I missed. I understand you said something about Bhagirathi. So mm-hmm. And then the Ganges had said my force will be too strong, so it has to be tamed. So therefore, Lord Shiva was called to capture it and in the Jatas. That part I understood. But can you just tell me something about that Bhagirathi, the connection? That part I missed.
Bhagirath was the descendant of Marat Sagar. Marat Sagar has once performed Ashwamedh Yajna, and he has they left the horse to wander around, right? That is how the Ashwamedh Yajna is performed. And all his sons, they went to find this horse, and they came in search of that horse. They reached the ashram of Kapildev, Lord Kapildev, and they thought Kapildev has stolen that horse, and so they were blaspheming, kind of making wrong comments or blaming on him. So Kapildev was very angry, and he burned all the sons of Sagara to ashes. And later on in his descendants, Bhagirath, he wanted to deliver all his ancestors from this sin, from this curse. So he inquired, how I can deliver my descendant or my ancestors. So he was told that you should pray to Mother Ganges and try to bring Ganges on earth. And when Ganges flow in that area, all the sins of your ancestors will be removed. So then Bhagirath, he performed a lot of austerities to bring Ganges down on earth. So from his austerities, Ganga was pleased that, I will come down to earth. But when I will flow down to earth, my force will be too much, that when I hit earth with my force, the earth will not be able to stay in its balance, in its position. So it will glide down to the hellish planets, to the lower domains. So then again, Bhagirath was kind of trying to find out how we can tame the flow of Ganges. Then he worshipped Lord Shiva, prayed to Lord Shiva, requested him to take the flow of Ganges on his head and stop the flow, basically leave a stream of Ganges, reduce the strength of Ganges and its flows.
Okay.
So then Lord Shiva agreed, and he captured Ganges into his mated hairs and left a stream of Ganges out of his hair.
Got it now, Prabhuji. Now, before that, you just mentioned also about Vaman Dev. So he had taken three steps, right? He had asked for three steps from Bali Maharaj. So first step was conquering the earth. And then second was to the heavenly planets, is that correct?
Right. In the first step, he measured the whole earth planet in his one step. And then in the second step, he expanded so much, he lifted his foot and covering all the 14 planetary systems, even up beyond Brahmalok and beyond the spiritual sky, it went into piercing the covering of the universe. Now all the universes, they're floating into the causal ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean, Karan Sagar, and from the breathing of Mahavishnu, from the pores of his body, all these bubbles come out.
Right.
And all these, each bubble is like one universe, and all these universes are floating into the causal ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So when Vamandev's foot pierced through the outer covering of the universe, so the water of the causal ocean washing the feet of Vamandev, feet of Lord Vishnu, it flew through that hole in the universe's covering inside the universe. So that is the actual origin of Ganges. So that stream of water from the causal ocean, it entered into the universe, it came up to the heavenly realm. And then Bhagirath worshipped and prayed to Ganges to descend down to up to earth.
So beautiful, Prabhuji. So much. You got so much of knowledge. And It's so amazing, and we are so blessed to absorb this from you. Thank you, Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any other question, comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yeah, you told two examples of Tirupati.
Yes, Prabhu. I also heard from somebody, so I repeated the words.
Okay. Because recently, Rajshekhar Reddy, who died in the helicopter crash.
Yeah, I guess it's related to him only. I didn't mention his name.
Yeah, Nalambala.
Yeah.
Which is close to Tirupati.
Yes.
Okay, Prabhu.
Okay, so thank you, everybody. We'll close it here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.